Welcome back to Community Connections. Well, we've got hold of Mia down at Crime Stoppers, so we shall talk to her. And how are you, Mia?
I'm great. How are you, Alan?
I'm pretty good, thank you. We've had a little bit of a problem, but we're going there now.
Yes.
Now, Mia, towards the end, we just wanted you to again mention your website, because I know that you've got some people that Crime Stoppers are looking for various reasons. Towards the interview, I'll get you to mention that. But first of all, you'd like to talk about illegal exotic animal trade. I didn't realise there was much of a problem with that in Victoria.
And, you know, you wouldn't be alone in thinking that. But recently, authorities have uncovered what is the largest known illegal exotic animal trade network operating in the whole of Victoria. So that's why this problem is becoming a bit more severe. And I'll get into it a bit later on why it's so severe. But, you know, the network is really responsible for the trafficking and illegal ownership of a wide range of exotic animals. And they're often sourced from their natural habitats, bred in really inhumane and cruel conditions, and then they're smuggled into Victoria and Australia as a whole.
Mia, can I just ask you, when you're talking about that, are you talking about them being stolen overseas, or are you talking some of our own breeds that have been stolen as babies?
So in this case that I'm talking about, the illegal exotic animal trade, it's always from overseas. So these animals are not native to Australia. So, you know, some recent investigations, they've revealed, you know, that we've got some species in Victoria that we've never seen before. These include African pygmy hedgehogs. That includes boa constrictors that are not native to Australia, ball pythons that are non-venomous snakes that are not native to Australia, as well as the Indian star tortoise and the Chaco tortoise, both of which are endangered.
Endangered overseas?
Yeah, so for example, the Indian star tortoise is found in India and Sri Lanka, and that's endangered in their home territory because of the demand for them overseas.
So they, I guess we don't want to go into too much because we don't want to tell people how they do. I can't understand how you'd get an animal into Victoria from overseas.
Well, it's actually a really cruel way. So what they do is often they're bound and they're gagged, these animals, and they're sent through the post. And what And what these smugglers are hoping, you know, they're thinking, let's send 100. And if, you know, even 10 survive, that's the profit, since they're just stolen from the wild. So they're really expecting a lot of these animals to die during transit. But the ones that make it over are then, you know, spread into the exotic pet trade.
So who supports this trade? Like, forget about overseas. Where they get here, do we have breeders or people that collect animals that really don't care where they come from, as long as they can brag that they've got an animal that shouldn't be out here?
Absolutely. So we've got, firstly, people that have these animals. So, for example, there's ball pythons and boa constrictors that are not native and are really a big risk to our biosecurity, but they're being bred here. So once they've been smuggled in, we now have breeders here of this exotic animal. And obviously, when they're smuggled in, they're not quarantined, which is obviously so strict for Australia. And so they don't know if these animals that are being bred and then sold as pets are, you know, safe. But
so
they
could easily be bringing diseases in that are going to affect our own animals, couldn't they?
Absolutely. And another thing is that a lot of these people that are having these animals as pets are actually unaware of how the fact that they're illegal or you know, if they're illegal, how illegal, you know? So there's online marketplaces have really made it easy for these people to sell these animals to victims sort of unknowingly.
Not everyone who buys them realizes that they are illegal animals.
Absolutely. So if you're on a, you know, a Facebook group and someone goes, I've got a couple of hedgehogs, you know, that someone thinks, oh, they're cute, you know, they don't do their research, which I suppose, you know, makes them guilty in a way, but they're not guilty of doing this intentionally. And if they knew, they might, you know, if they knew of the risks associated with the illegal exotic pet trade, they probably wouldn't. And these risks, as you said, you know, are things like passing diseases onto our own species, our own native animals. So, you know, for example, rabies, which is a viral disease that's fatal to mammals, that can be carried in through the hedgehog. And they do have the hedgehogs do have rabies. You know, the pythons and the boa constrictors that are being brought in have a disease that our native pythons don't have, and it can completely wipe out species. But the real risk, for example, you know, foot and mouth disease, which is carried by hedgehogs, could then really affect our livestock, which could then infect our farming and agriculture, and then in turn, even the economy. But things like rabies can even pass on to humans. So it's really important that, you know, if you are having these pets, you understand the risks as well as, you know, the penalties, which are, if you know, for having a hedgehog, that can be up to $95,000 Australian.
$95,000?
Yep, that's how much of a risk these animals pose to our biodiversity, our agriculture, economy, and public health.
True. So, are they? Do we know yet how they're being sold? Because I mean, a lot of these things could be sold on the internet quite easy, couldn't they?
Absolutely. That is the problem, is that people are unknowingly purchasing these animals. So, for example, Gumtree and even Facebook Marketplace, any sort of online marketplace is really where this is happening. People are selling them for, you know, a bank transfer or cash, and they're, you know, people don't understand that these are illegal exotic pets and they don't understand the risks. For example, hedgehogs can even pass on rabies and other diseases to household pets. So if you have a dog or something, mm-hmm. that's putting them at risk as well. So even if you're not thinking about the greater risks, you can think about, you know, the immediate risk to your family, your animals, and to yourself.
Having discovered that there is a problem and we've got listeners listening, what can, as a community, can we do about it? We should also mention again that Crime Stoppers, you don't have to give your name or anything, do you?
No, absolutely anonymous if you choose to be. But yeah, the community really is important when it comes to, you know, stopping and combating this trade. So like I said, you can report suspicious activity of anyone that might be, you know, part or, you know, someone who has suspicious online sales. If someone's offering you hedgehogs online, you can report their username. You can report improper handling of exotic animals. If you know people that own them and are unwilling to come forward, because we have a new process, which is where you can surrender illegal exotic pets without legal consequences and a sort of no questions asked policy. So some of the surrender locations that are really new, they've just opened their doors to allow this. There's two RSPCA locations, one in Burwood, there's one in on the peninsula. And then we also have Second Chance Animal Rescue, and there's a Bird and Wildlife Centre in Williamstown North. So this allows people who might have made that wrong decision and sort of didn't realise they were doing something that has such big consequences as well as penalties, then they can now come forward and give these pets, you know, to these places where they know how to take proper care of them firstly, and they know, you know, they can do tests and they can make sure that no diseases get spread to our native wildlife.
Well, that's a major problem, isn't it? Like, you could wipe out some of our own species.
Absolutely. Our main concern with that is the, you know, the python species and the boa constrictor, because the ones being brought in obviously are not going through any sort of quarantine. And these are such a big risk because they carry diseases that can completely wipe out entire species.
Mia, if with these animals, when they're surrendered, what happens to them? Do they get sent back overseas, or do they keep them here and sort of make sure they're free of pests and then put them in a zoo? Or what happens to them?
Well, there's a few things that can happen. So, for example, with any sort of endangered species like the Indian star tortoise or the Chaco tortoise, these would be, you know, obviously tested and made sure they're not carrying diseases and then put into zoos. So they would be, or, you know, sanctuaries or anything like that. For animals that, you know, the everywhere will do their best to make sure they go to a sanctuary, but if they pose a very big risk and there's nowhere they can go, unfortunately, some of these animals may have to be euthanized. But if you think about it in the sense that one animal must die so that, you know, many, many do not, then you might understand that, you know, this is for the greater good. And obviously when people are handing in their pets, depending on what you have, it's very likely that they're going to be handed to a zoo because, as I said, these are exotic animals. These are very interesting animals, and often they are endangered in their own native regions. So you don't want to harm these populations by euthanizing them.
Mia, and I guess the other thing is too, if people don't buy these, then the trade dries up, doesn't it? I mean, they're not going to keep on exporting these animals here if nobody's going to buy them, are they? So you can actually stop the trade just by not buying.
Absolutely. We can see that the demand is rising and therefore the trade itself is rising. For example, we hadn't found hedgehogs in Victoria. Now we've found 8 in the last 8 months or something.
Sorry, I don't want to cut across you. In the wild or in people's homes?
No, in people's homes as pets. But, you know, if you look at case studies in regards to the hedgehog of New Zealand, and you can look to Scotland as examples where these animals were introduced as pest animals, so they're not native, and they are now overrun. You can see hedgehogs, you know, dead all along the road in New Zealand because they've been hit by cars and such. But that's the only sort of pest control they have for these that are now sort of rogue in numbers in their environment. And they, you know, they affect so many things in regards to the biodiversity. They're eating other species, native species, food sources. They're killing native species. They've completely changed the biodiversity of New Zealand and Scotland. So, you know, it's a really huge issue. But another thing is that by the demand rising, they're extracting them from their natural habitat. The Chaco tortoise, for example, is so hunted that it's, you know, it's really dwindling. It's incredibly endangered at the moment. So by doing this, you're really contributing to that animal's and that species' decline, which obviously animal lovers wouldn't want. There's lots of ethical implications, you know, and You can avoid this by reducing the demand. So it is people's sort of responsibility to make sure when they are looking into getting an animal or a pet, they do their research. That's my main piece of advice. Definitely before you're offered something, especially from a dodgy person on the internet, yep. Do your research.
Well, and that's a fair point. And I guess, as I said before, the major thing that you can do with this, if you don't buy them, then people aren't going to keep trying to bring them into the country. They'll soon lose interest, won't they?
Absolutely. And, you know, that's what we want. We're trying to, you know, educate people and warn them about the consequences before it's too, you know, before it's even happened. So preventative rather than, you know, after the fact and people already have these animals here because the risk has already occurred. You know, once these animals are in Victoria and they're in our homes, that risk has already happened and it could have already taken effect. So we're hoping that, you know, by educating people about how dangerous this is, what animals are illegal, then it can, you know, make people think twice before they're even getting them. And then that will stop people bringing them in. Okay. Because things like, you know, if you really love hedgehogs and things like this, you can go see those overseas or, you know, go to zoos or get a guinea pig because these are legal alternatives.
Yep. So, again, let's just give your website out and anybody who thinks they're being offered. Well, just quickly, again, mention the size of the fine because I didn't realise it was that. Anybody who's half thinking about it wants to give it a really good thought, don't they?
Absolutely. Well, for every animal, the fine is a little different, but you can face fines. For example, the African pygmy hedgehogs comes with a fine of $95,000 Australian.
For each
and
one.
That's just for owning it. That's owning it.
Wow.
So that's how you need to understand the risk sort of, you know, reflects the crime. So that's how severe and dangerous keeping these animals can be to our, like I said, biosecurity, public health and our agriculture.
Mia, can you just give your website again? And also, I know that you're looking for people because I saw it in one of the papers this week where you're looking for some people. Can you tell the listeners where they go to find these things on your website, please?
Absolutely. So we've got our wanteds of the week. We do wanted blitzes and you can find all this information, including what I've spoken about today and images of all of our wanted people at crimestoppersvic.com.au. And if you do happen to have any information and you would like to make an anonymous report, you can do so online or by calling 1-800-333-000.
What was that again? 1-800?
333-000.
333-000. All right, Mia, look, unfortunately, I've got to go. I'm really apologise to you because it looks like I've messed up and gave you the wrong time. But we now know
that's
that
okay.
You'll always be on between 12 and 12:30.
It's a good learning lesson for us, isn't it?
It is for me too. I should have had another look at the obviously, I've left the 2 out of when I sent you the text. Instead of it being 1, I meant 12. So anyway, I'm really sorry about that.
But that's okay.
We look forward to talking to you again next time, and I'm sure there'll be an interesting topic. Just give us your website one more time, please.
Of course. So the website is crimestoppersvic.com.au.
And your phone number?
And the phone number is 1-800-333-000.
Mia, thank you for your time again. I know we've got another one coming up, I think, before Christmas, so we look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you so much, Alan.
And next time I'll make sure we get the times right.
I know what time it is now, 12 o'clock.
12 to 12:30. Thank you for your time, Mia, and we'll talk to you later on.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.